NPR's business news starts with a helping hand for some homeowners. Millions of homeowners with subprime mortgages face higher rates. In the next few years, many could lose their homes. This week, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson is expected to announce a plan to stem the rising number of foreclosures. He's working with some of the nation's biggest lenders and investors, though it's not clear how many homeowners would benefit. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Some economists now estimate that upwards of 1 million homes could get foreclosed on in 2008 alone. Many homeowners are running into trouble because the adjustable rates on their subprime loans are jumping from 7% up to 11 or 12%. Secretary Paulson says if homeowners could afford their initial rate, they're in a better position to get help from their lenders.
Those with steady incomes and relatively clean payment histories, we are focusing on this group, determining who they are and what steps may be appropriately taken to assist them.
The administration has reportedly been talking to the industry about a plan in which lenders would freeze the initial rates for some borrowers, though how many and for how long remains unclear. Politicians and housing advocates have been calling on the industry to modify the terms of unaffordable loans, but many companies that manage these loans have been slow to respond. In part, that's because they've said they have been afraid of lawsuits from investors.
Sure they have, absolutely.
Larry Litton is the CEO of Litton Loan Servicing, which manages 350,000 loans that have been carved up and sold off to investors. He says the fear is that some of those investors will sue if they think that lowering homeowners' interest rates hurts their return. But Litton says in many cases, avoiding a foreclosure saves money for both the homeowner and the investors. Litton says he's been modifying a lot of loans, twice as many as the properties he's had to foreclose on.
I have not heard from any investors saying, hey, Larry, I think that you're modifying loans and you shouldn't be. And I think that the Secretary and with some of the state leadership that we've gotten are also right on point by saying that the industry's got to do more here.
Litton says the guidelines expected from the Treasury Department on how and when to intervene to help homeowners could coax more litigation-wary companies to do more. Chris Arnold, NPR News.